WMB Mobile.
And Snowman, KM4NAP.
Yesterday up, yesterday for sure.
Truck got stuck on Highway 25 coming out of Knoxville. Lost traction, and then that shut the road down.
25 and TR, there was cars everywhere.
The papers until about 6 o'clock.
Sucks.
Tell me about it. I went in, got my paper filled and everything. I finally got done about 1:30.
Radio time.
That I was on sound like nothing but a lot of static. Noise level was high.
So that I heard some people on 10 and everything. I didn't try to make any contact, so.
Right.
During conversations. I usually don't try to interrupt when they're doing that. I think midweek for about 5 days, so that might be a good one to make some contact with some younger people. Stood over big time this morning. You heard anything from Andrew?
Anything from Andrew. Tim was in there for a few minutes. Haven't heard anything from Mike. Daniel was on here. He's going to try and get back on. But other than that, that's been it. I heard Al talk to him for a minute, too.
Daniel in a while.
Oh, since I got top to him, he's driving for, I believe he said Green Cove.
All in business, huh?
He got him a local run, so I think that's pretty much what he wants.
Have some kind of life if you're home every day.
Day and I ain't got no life. It ain't nothing but eat, sleep, and deliver paper.
Yeah, but you're just making play money. You could retire if you wanted.
Gotta have a little something to play with. Keep Mama happy. She gets a new car every 3 years.
Yeah, we went and had our taxes done, so fortunately I don't owe as much as I thought I was gonna owe.
I want to think about it. And I always wind up having to pay about $1,250 to the federal government.
Only about that much, but you know that I got all that money out because of COVID, and then they gave me my retirement and everything. So yeah, I was way up in the tax bracket.
You're one of those millionaire loopholes.
Get back to bite you later.
Makes me all the time. Be hot tomorrow night. This one will be 48 degrees.
Supposed to be in the 60s tomorrow.
You work with a pair of Bermuda shorts and flip flops on.
I hear you on that one.
I don't wear. I don't wear shorts and I don't wear flip flops.
My feet. I may wear them if I'm walking in the sand on the beach or something, but that's about it.
Sticking nothing between my toes. I had mud, I had cow manure and everything else between my toes having to work and stuff. And the only time I want mud between my toes is when it's got color. Walk across the barnyard and it grabs your boot, rubber boot, and you don't realize it. You pull your foot up and put your foot down and you go, oh.
Head off, right?
Yep. Take you about 10 minutes to dig it out.
Like a stork on one leg?
Turn to your put that foot down. You just might as well keep on doing it, because it's done too late.
Frost now to get some heat on my feet.
thing, I really don't have to worry about heating this truck. I don't have to throw it down on my feet. It seems like it goes down there on its own. My feet stay nice and warm in this truck now. I ride in Mama's car. I'm looking for it. Put it on the floor.
How much snow did you end up with?
About 3 inches.
A solid 3 when I went to bed. And that neighbor said he got up in the middle of the night. It was about 5, but then the rain started, you know, packing it down.
From my house was clear. It never did pile up on the highway. It seemed like it was melting as fast as it was hitting in front of the house.
And for something, I guess my sister was leaving, and it's like it's snowing, and it was, the ground was covered, but the road was clear, and then an hour later, man, the road was covered.
Hearse on up above my house back towards Seneca, but it was something else. I wonder what's going on. They got about, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 power line trucks at one place.
It says power's out somewhere, especially if they're working in the middle of the night.
Where I'm at right now, there's power, so I don't know where they been. Well, it's possible, but they getting together and getting their marching orders to go where they need to go. Say now, another one bites the dust.
I'm done at a decent time, right?
True. At least this before the cutoff time. Happy birthday.
Went out to eat at the Cracker Barrel, and then we went and picked me up a brand of whiskey, peach whiskey, that I like, that they only sell at one store. And then we went and picked up a router and a little router table so I could start learning how to do some woodwork and that. And then we just went out to eat at the Mexican restaurant with my sister, and then my brother came over that evening, and then we played some cards. So we had a good day all in all. And then it snowed.
Only guy I know that wished snow for his birthday and got it.
Weather guy by surprise, because they wasn't really calling for it. I mean, just a trace.
More than expected. Well, they got power lines down. So, where I'm at, it's got power. It must be out back toward 76, toward 123. So, home and try and figure out what I'm going to eat for breakfast. Can't pour in AP Friday.
Bojangles.
About 2 or 3 times a week. This morning, I'm going to go to the house and see what I can scratch up. Might fry me up some bacon and some eggs. Make me some toast.
It's a egg and cheese on bagels this morning.
Bagel shop here in Clemson called Hudson Bagels, but they didn't last long.
Unless you had a bunch of city people, you know what I mean? I wouldn't have thought that it would have went very well.
Busy. I don't know why they went under. Could have been poor management.
FKN4TFW.
Bought my share of bagels there.
Good for me to really go there, because, you know, usually they got them with these seeds or that kind of stuff on top and everything. And, you know, with my diverticulitis, seeds to me don't get along, so I just need the plain one. So there really isn't much sense going there for a plain one.
They had one that was supposed to be crab, excuse me, crab meat and cream cheese mixed together. That's what I always got.
And I like some of them cream cheeses. Those are awesome.
I'm pretty partial to cream cheese myself. I also like cottage cheese covered in peaches.
Okay, a couple of times a year, but more than that, yeah, I don't like it too good.
get it off, but when I do, I make a pick of myself. What day you got planned?
So I don't think. It's kind of a regular day, and that shouldn't be too bad. There isn't anything, you know, out of the ordinary happening.
Go smooth for you. I hope you have a real lazy, easy day.
Too bad, and that I'm not, like I said, I'm not really anticipating anything. They throw them tennis shoes up on the power line.
That's showing that you can buy narcotics in that area.
What does it mean when it's hanging off of the bottom of your truck?
No.
Possible.
Signs up in front of the house on the road. I'm just wondering if they're fixing to repave this road.
A little couple little pairs of boots hanging underneath the Ford Ranger.
Seen that, but nowadays nothing surprises me.
My luck, that boot would hit a dead animal on the road, flip it up, and get hung around the drive shaft.
Be what he's wanting, so he can give him a new truck.
Afternoon, it was probably 3 o'clock. I decided, well, I'll run out to the grocery store and get a few things or whatever that we were just out of. And I pulled in the parking lot. Everybody from Greer must have been there. I just turned around and came back.
Here, when it snows, you won't find any milk, loaf of bread, eggs, or sandwich meat.
Yeah, we were out of milk and bread and that, but there was plenty of other stuff, so I just blew it off this morning.
Due to the snow, I'd say as far away from a grocery store as I could get, because I didn't want to get ran over.
Yes, in the afternoon, although I went to walk the dog in the field, man, you almost needed mud boots on.
Day, the temperature got up, and I was running around with the windows down and no heat, and I was comfortable. When it gets warmer weather, so I can get to the creek.
The creek, just if you get the water on you, it's going to be cold.
I just ain't getting into that anymore. Mm-hmm. 40 years ago, I'd have done it with a heartbeat. Not now.
Car in front of me, I gotta back off and let him go. He's, I don't know if he's drunk or wiggling or whatever, but he keeps snatching the wheel and putting on the brake.
Might be falling asleep. I've got him, pulled him for doing that, and they wasn't drunk, they just falling asleep. Get warm.
All right, it's nice and toasty. Yeah, once it starts warming up and it don't take it too long, you can make it be toasty in here. It works real good.
I'm going to turn this one on high. You'll be going down the road sweating.
He says to cutting this one back myself. It says it's 27 over here. It was 23 at the house.
No idea what it is here.
Going on towards Spartanburg. That's good. I'm going to jump on the interstate here.
Getting behind them. Showing 30 degrees here. Contact did you wind up with over the weekend? Or did you get to do it at all?
For a few minutes, I think I made a couple of park contacts and that. But like you said, it was real. No, usually I could pull in a park, but I could hear five of them, but three of them were, I mean, you just barely could hear them and that. So I only made two contacts, and I didn't really try.
One. So if you got two, you beat me.
Sign you up, register at the parks on the air.
If I got to do that, I'll do that this morning while I'm sitting at the radio drinking coffee.
Like about 130 something contacts.
Be getting a certificate then, shouldn't you?
I think they send you anything. anything. I think you just, you know, get it, you know, they maybe electronically or something.
Well, with QRZ, you gonna? I've got like 3 awards posted on my site, but they'll send you a certificate, all right? Cost you $35.
Got the worked all states. I only like a few.
Idaho and Montana, then I'll have them all.
Those.
I just not counting the one I got on 10 meters when I first started. But I may have not logged it.
Been confirmed.
Problem is not confirmed.
Got like 200 confirmations out of 700.
I've got out of 1,030-something contacts, I think I got like 300-something confirmed.
With it, you got a lot more contacts than I do.
Been doing it for 6 years.
Too far behind for a year and a half then, right? Well, it's actually just barely a year.
Far behind me. You catching up.
But Andrew, because I hadn't heard from him on the radio and hadn't heard from him from my text either.
Right. I hope you ain't got the heebie-jeebies.
Well, I'll have to text him when I get to work if I can remember.
But if you find out, let me know. When you talk to somebody, then after a while, they sort of disappear, you get worried.
10-4 TFW, like, you know, like Al, usually you hear him every morning, but, man, I've probably only heard him once in the last 2 weeks.
Medium.
Hi, Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
I'll holler at Al later today and see how he's doing.
Yeah, I know. Usually hear him every morning, but man, I swear I ain't heard him in 2 weeks. Now, I did hear him one afternoon. I don't know what I was out and about somewhere when I heard him.
Talked to him within the past week or so, but I haven't heard from him in the past few days.
About 10 minutes this morning.
I did.
I talked to Al this morning for about 10 minutes.
Daniel.
Catch up with Daniel, and I'm going to go on in the house here. Getting a little cool, so hopefully catch you in the morning. You have a safe trip the rest of the way into work. And I'll be sending 730 your way, KM4 and FP Clay. Same to you, Daniel.
I hope you have an awesome one, and make some contacts and drink some coffee for me. KN4 TFW.
93, Zed. Hope your day is great. I'm rolling toward Easley and Kenworth, delivering some soda and beer. I'll holler at you later. Maybe tomorrow I'll have to get on the radio more often. Good talk to you.
Talk around.
For now, seeing if I like it.
Well, that's good. At least you'll be able to have some kind of life. You're home every night, right?
Oh, yeah, all my friends used to always run off and do things and send me pictures and all that. I could never do anything. So that was kind of annoying. I never was home, so now I'm home.
I'm used to that. You might not want to go back, but I'm glad you're more local on that, and we can catch you on the radio a little more often.
I could probably get on here just about every day.
We're here every weekday morning anyway, and we got a couple of new ones here that come on usually in the mornings, but they're missing this morning.
A little more active then. That's really cool.
Comes Andrew. He's fairly new, but he's, I don't know, he lives up 26 a little bit. Works at BMW. Usually hear him every morning, but I hadn't heard him in a couple of mornings, and we got a one named Patrick. He lives up in Brevard, but he heads down to Greer on Thursday, so you can catch him on Thursdays.
BMW's got a funny schedule. Every once in a while, they got 5 days off in a row.
What's wrong with that?
Over a year, they taught me how to weld. So it's actually how I got the truck driving job. I went to BMW, learned how to weld, went to a trailer place, welded trailers, and learned how to drive a truck.
Keep on learning. There ain't nothing wrong with that. That's for sure. And learning how to drive a truck, you can move anywhere in the country you want to.
Know how to weld too? That helps a lot.
Skills right there, you'll never be out of work for sure. On this job.
December.
I'm barely new then. So where you run out of?
Green Cove Beverage in Cherrydale.
Scott, where's your route at? Is it in Greenville or like down towards Anderson or something?
I don't have my own route yet. I've been filling in for people and trying to get faster so they can give me my own route.
So far.
Oh, it worked. I don't mind it though. It's okay.
A lot of continuous seat time, you know what I mean? You ain't driving hundreds of miles and then stopping. You're doing what, you know, 10 or 15 miles and stop and deliver some stuff, and 10 or 15 miles and deliver. So that shouldn't be too bad. KN4TFW.
Really annoying. They got started early with that. KJ4WZM.
Every morning thing. And then I signed in for the first time. I guess it was Friday, but it was, you know, I was only maybe 2 hours early.
Net control before going to bed last night, so it sounds really funny to hear someone checking in already. I just got up.
I was thinking of that, but, you know, I'm already in bed by the time the net comes on, and that, so I don't get to check in too much, but I did get to talk to Dave for about 40 minutes the other day on the way home and that, so I decided to check in. But you can, I see you can check that box so it doesn't announce it.
Check that box so it doesn't announce it.
Yeah, I haven't been on that website, that, you know, club website in a while, and then I saw where you were net controller a few times. That's a good thing.
Every month, plus occasionally I fill in for my friend Nathan. He lives next door to me, KJ4RQZ. I fill in for him every now and then.
His dad's I'm on the radio, but I ain't heard him in a while since I left out there at Babcock.
Well, you know Johnny then. Yeah, he checked in on my net last night. I heard him. I also saw him yesterday.
Johnny, oh man, must be 25 years probably.
Did you know him back when he was at Advanced Automation then?
Yeah, first met him at.
When I was born.
Yeah, we've been for a while together, and then when he came out at Advanced Automation, that's when I started talking about the radio and got my ticket.
What's your name again? Is your call?
And the call is Kilo November 4, Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
TSW?
Yeah, roger that.
I know that you said hi.
Back last year when COVID started, and then they wouldn't ever tell you if they were actually going to bring you back or anything, so I just started looking for something else and found this chemical plant up here in Spartanburg. This place, when I roll out of the gate, I'm done until I roll back in.
I'll have to tell you to come back in because something broke.
Spare parts, and so it's such a large company, it ain't like I can't even really place an order. I can just put in a requisition for a purchase order. Whitley, I'm rolling up here to the gate, so I'm going to have to let you go, but say it was awesome talking to you this morning. Look forward to catching you, you know, a couple of other mornings now that I know that you're local. And then we've been wondering where you've been at. So I say 73, hope you have an awesome day, and look forward to catching you again. KN4TFW.
Good. I'll try to be around the heart. KN4TSW, KJ4WZM. 73, see you. Have a great one at work.